Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Arunachal Pradesh and Tripura tomorrow. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees. In Arunachal Pradesh, he will lay the foundation stone of two major hydropower projects worth over 3,700 crore rupees. In Tripura, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the development work of the Mata Tripura Sundari Temple Complex at Mata Bari under the Pilgrimage Rejuvenation and Spiritual Heritage Augmentation Drive Scheme. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will embark on an official visit to Morocco beginning today. This will mark the first ever visit of a Raksha Mantri to the North African nation, highlighting the growing strategic convergence between India and Morocco. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, during the visit, he will hold a bilateral meeting with his Moroccan counterpart, Abdel Latif Ludier, to strengthen defence, strategic and industry cooperation. He will also attend the inauguration of Tata Advanced Systems Maroc's new manufacturing facility for the wheeled armoured platform at Berijet. This facility is the first ever Indian defence manufacturing plant in Africa. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce has raised concerns after President Trump increased the application fee for H-1B visas to $100,000. The department in a statement said they are concerned about the impact of the new H-1B visa rules on employees, their families, and employers. It said they are working with the administration and its members to understand the full implications and the best path forward. Earlier, the White House had issued a major clarification regarding the new H-1B visa policy that caused confusion and panic in the tech industry, saying that a $100,000 fee will be a one-time payment imposed only on new applicants. It said those who already hold H-1B visas and are currently outside the country right now will not be charged $100,000 fee to re-enter. It will also not affect renewals or current visa holders. Meanwhile, India has said it is examining the implications of the US decision to impose a $100,000 fee on H-1B visa applications, but stressed that the measure could have humanitarian consequences. Meanwhile, the government has advised all its missions and posts to extend all possible help to Indian nationals who are travelling back to the US in the next 24 hours or so. The festival of Mahalay is being observed in different parts of the country today. Mahalay marks the end of Pitrupaksh Shraddh and the beginning of Durga Puja festivities. Mahalay is considered to be the day goddess Durga defeated the demon Mahishasur. On this day, Bengalis traditionally wake up in the morning to listen to Mahishasur Mardini, an audio montage of Chandi Path from the scriptural verses of Sri Sri Chandi. Then they proceed to make food and water offerings to their ancestors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their wishes on the occasion of Shubho Mahalay. The last solar eclipse of the year is set to take place today. The eclipse will begin at 1:29 p.m. according to Eastern Daylight Time and 10:59 p.m. according to Indian Standard Time, and will be visible in the Southern Hemisphere across parts of Australia, Antarctica, the Pacific Ocean and other areas, while India would not be able to witness it. This will be a partial solar eclipse where the moon covers the sun's surface instead of completely blocking it. On to sports now. In the Asia Cup T20 cricket, India will face Pakistan in the second Super 4 clash in Dubai today. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. IST. This will be the second meeting between the two sides in the tournament. India secured a convincing 7-wicket victory over Pakistan in the group stage encounter last week. In badminton, Indian pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will face top seeds world champions Kim Won Ho and Seo Sang Jae of South Korea in men's doubles final of China Masters at Shenzhen today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.